Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I have with me Bernardo Bernardo, actor, protagonist in the film Lullaby to the Sorrowful Mystery by Love Diaz, screening here in the Festa Mobile. So Bernardo, welcome.
Thank you, I love it here. I love Torino.
I have to say welcome back, because we met in Berlin.
Yes,
so
yes,
we did
I remember,
a very fun and funny interview. So I'm very glad to see you again, have you again on Fred.
Same here.
So first of all, how was it today? How is Torino treating you so far? And how was the press conference? What was the reaction of the press and the audience to you?
I've been having a wonderful time. Excuse me. Specifically, last night I met people that I only read about, like cinematographer Christopher Doyle, and I don't even know how to pronounce his name, Tiao from Brazil, the film with about the bovine political animal, and this a new friend, Chang Guan from Malaysia. I met the people who are in charge of the festival here in Torino, and it was a wonderful party last night. Right after Christopher won his Gran Torino Award.
Premio Torino,
oh,
yes.
Great. It was a great party last night.
And I remember that it was like the best experience for you also in Berlin, because it felt like the super red carpet premiere. Because I remember it like this, so I don't know what are your memories about that.
For me, that was like as close to Hollywood as I can get in Berlin. This one here, it was
cinephile.
It was different for me, because for one thing, I'm alone here as a delegate from the Philippines. We were about 12 or 15 when we were in Berlin, and here I hardly knew anybody. But it's still a daunting thing. All these, the long line of personages from all over the world. I got to meet a few.
And then after last time we saw each other, Love Diaz in the meantime won the Golden Lion.
Yes. amazing. It's been an amazing journey. I've known him really for only a couple of years. So it's a major blessing to be able to work on Hell Is Wagang Happies, and then to wind up in Berlin and for the film to win and to meet Meryl Streep.
I know. I met her in Rome right like last month, and it was incredible. Like the most wonderful, one of the most wonderful experiences in my life. So I totally understand. So let's remind our listeners your role in the film, because it's very particular, because you're one of three characters that represent the same
entity.
Entity. That's the perfect.
Three personalities of one entity. Excuse me. We're called the Tikbalang, which is something like a centaur, half man, half horse, which was a major challenge. I've never portrayed a role as a centaur. And Love Diaz gave me the freedom to create what I imagine a centaur to be. And apart from the physical characteristics and playing around with the voice and the movements, he allowed me to create a different kind of silhouette of the manipulator, because the Tikbalang in Philippine mythology is a lower god who manipulates the minds of people and leads them to the wrong directions. Is basically a liar.
After that, Love Diaz won the Golden Lion. Obviously, he was already super famous in Italy, but there have been so many discussions of long films, you know, the 4 hours, 8 hours, and I always said that when you watch a Love Diaz film, it's more than watching it, it's more of a, you have to experience it.
Yes, you have to experience the film. It's not like a Western film where the music, the sound effects, the close-ups, the editing can manipulate your reaction and signal you how to react. In Love Diaz's film, it's like you're watching a painting come alive, and you are free to exercise critical thinking, whether you want to follow the journey of the character, concentrate on what is being discussed, focus on the setting, if it's a forest or an old period mansion. It's you're basically a peeping Tom, you're a voyeur, is what happens. And then depending on your capability and ability to appreciate the scene on a level, let's say, ecological, emotional, political, philosophical, That's what you get. What you take away is what you brought into what you saw. And I love the way Lavias explains the exercise. It's not the length of a film, he says. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you think about it, it's a work of art. It's like poetry. A poem could be a haiku, a few lines, or it could be an epic poetry that could run for days. So, again, we go back to what you just said. Mm-hmm. You have to experience it. Your takeaway is what you actually invest in what you view.
And my feeling was that while acting in the film, it was not really acting. It was experiencing the film as well. I felt it like that too. Yeah. You were so... I remember from Berlin, I remember your energy. Not only yours, about your colleagues. You were all so happy. So, and if you remember, you told me that it was because of this experience, but in general, the approach that you... that he has towards his actors, but also the whole experience.
It's very collaborative. He gives you complete freedom. He trusts you totally, and you trust him totally, knowing that he has a very watchful eye, and he will not make you allow you to make a fool of yourself. But he does not direct you like the micromanaging directors who overthinks. When he casts you, it's because you come as close to what he had in mind for that role, because he's the screenwriter. He wrote the story, he wrote the script, he's the director, he's the editor, he knows what he wants. So when he casts you, in a sense, this sounds shameless, but it's like saying you're perfect for the role. I'll let you make your choices and walk, live, breathe, and have your being within that frame. I will not dictate how you will move. The only thing he asks of us as actors is to be faithful to the dialogue. Because you change one word of the dialogue, you change the nature of the discourse. So he's a stickler for accuracy in that sense.
But he has a very clear idea where he wants you go and he wants you to go. So
that's yes. You begin, because every scene is basically a distinct, unique little film already. Okay, it can stand alone on its own. It's beginning and a middle and end. It has its own little story. He allows you to move there, but that's it. Your limit is the frame.
So now tell me about you. What's what are you working on at the moment? What's next for you?
I'm in the Philippines. I'm preparing for two plays. One in Tagalog, one in English. One is about Padre Pio.
Oh.
I'm appearing as Padre Pio. From Centaur to Padre Pio, what a big jump. It's a promotion. And I'm doing a sci-fi crime story entitled The Nether. It's about virtual life. You know, you have avatars, but this time it's so far into the future that you actually have a... You watch the movie Avatar, it's like that. You create a life in a virtual world. Wow. But it has crime elements in it. It's a whodunit. It's very exciting. Very well written play. And another juicy role for your Lolo. You know what's a Lolo? Grandpa. Your grandpa's.
So you're forcing me to ask an inevitable question.
How old am I?
How do you... No, no, I would never ask that. No, but how do you choose the roles, the films to work on, the plays to work on? Because you know, they're obviously totally different, so there's not...
If I believe in something, something inside resonates, I think with my heart. If I believe... You know, it's a gut feel. All within the same area. You just resonate to it. And sometimes I really chase after roles that I believe I should play. I don't always get it, but that's what I would prefer to do, chase after what I believe I should be doing. When you're my age, you have to be more selective about where you put your energy in. It's legacy time. It has to be passion projects. I also teach now in the Philippines, so... My teaching allows me to do indie films. Indie films. I'm wearing a shirt.
Yeah,
about
you're
Taga
also wearing.
It means
nice
Taga
necklace.
Indie. It means independent films born and bred. Taga indie. My teaching theater and film, acting for the camera and introduction to theater and stuff like that, allows me the freedom to accept indie films, which don't pay much, but it's beautiful, wonderful for the soul.
And what does Bernardo Birfando do in his spare time when he's not acting?
I love to sing.
Ah, me too.
Karaoke time.
And what about the necklace you're wearing?
So I do meditation. I used to be a healer. I don't practice that as much as before. I'm an energy healer. I do crystal healing, and it works for me. I believe in chakras and. I believe in karma, and I believe in.
Me too.
I believe in love.
So stay with us a little bit more. We really need the energy and healing process. Thank you so much, Bernardo, for being here with us and talk about Lullaby to the Sorrowful Mystery.
I hope we can invite people to come and watch. It's a long film, but hey, life is short. Enjoy it. Watch a film. Experience Love Diaz for once in your life, or maybe twice.
Do it and you'll get the same energy as Bernardo. So it's really, I can bet on it. So, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.